We didn't fall off the fiscal cliff. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Everyone, I'm sure, is glad that we're not hearing much these days about fiscal cliffs anymore. But for farmers, there's good news and bad news when it comes to averting the fiscal cliff. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
So in the final hours, the House of Representatives passed the legislation that stopped the nation from plunging off the fiscal cliff. Good news, right? Well, American Farm Bureau economist Matt Erickson says, sort of.
Congress has to do three things in the spring. One is address the $1.2 trillion and across-the-board spending cuts over 10 years that was set to occur if no action was taken before January 1st. Two is the debt limit hike. Congress can only borrow so much, and there's a limit to that. That issue is going to be coming up here late February into March. Third, the continuing resolution that funds most programs for fiscal year 2013. That is set to expire March 27th. So how are we going to address that issue as well? So Congress did kick the can down the road with this fiscal cliff package. However, there was a lot of certainty within the nation's tax policies.
Another example is with the Farm Bill. Congress passed an extension, but that means the process for writing the new Farm Bill will have to start all over again.
In the perfect world, we would like to have a five-year Farm Bill in place. However, the one-year extension does provide a little bit of certainty heading into spring.
Another major short-term fix is likely a big relief for consumers, at least for now.
We did avert the fiscal cliff, but we also averted the dairy cliff as well. So we won't be seeing the $38 reference prices for dairy, and consumers probably won't be seeing $7 to $8 milk at the grocery store.
Probably the best news for farmers and ranchers involved the estate tax, even though the top rate rose from 35 to 40%.
They did extend the estate tax exemption to $5 million.
But the higher exemption means fewer worries for a lot of farmers and ranchers out there. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.